Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome to you, Cheryl Wessels.
Good morning, LaVon.
Cheryl, you have an exciting project going on here, and it's not a brand new project, but we're going to find out more about this. Tell us, you know, when or where did pillowcase dresses begin?
A lady named Rachel O'Neill had been visited villages in Africa and decided to take dresses with her when she goes back to a mission trip. So Rachel and three friends, a group of four ladies, started the pillowcase project, and they have been doing this and sending them from the base from their home in Michigan.
And how many have they done so far?
They've done over 2 million dresses.
I just, that's just almost unbelievable, isn't it?
But absolutely. 2 million dresses in 42 different countries.
Wow.
In Africa.
Okay. So I think that does tell us that they can go a lot of different places because they're connected to the missions. And that's one way to get the dresses to the people who need them without spending a lot of postage, because that can really add up.
Absolutely.
Yes. And I just think the people who deliver those have to just almost burst with happiness when they see those little girls.
A smile on every little girl,
yes,
is worth it.
Now, you want to organize some groups here or some individuals to make pillowcases. And as I said, this is not a new project. Various churches, groups, and so on. And I know Kathy Maylander headed up a group over in Wyota. So some groups take this up, and then they go on to something else, but the need is still there. So, Cheryl, you're the organizer for the moment, and how do you see this happening?
Well, at the moment, I would like to organize different organizations with, like, 4-H. I'm going to go into the Allen House and Atlantic Rehab, Nursing and Rehab, Heritage House, or individuals.
Okay.
Individuals that have neighbors, they have coffee groups, they just get together in the afternoon, and maybe some afternoon they would just like to do a little project.
And this little project, really, it can be very simple, very basic, or you can kind of dress it up a little bit. But starting with the pillowcase, what's the idea about starting with a pillowcase?
The pillowcase pattern has been around a long time. In fact, it dates back to the Pioneer Day. It's a very simple pattern. The pillowcase, because it's hemmed and seamed, is an easy pattern to start with. And then you can add all kinds of accessories to it.
And make it really individual. And Cheryl showed me some pictures of a group in Exira. And, you know, it does, I think, seeing the pictures can kind of inspire you, because you can be very creative with this simple oblong kind of box when you start with it, and it turns into a beautiful little dress.
Absolutely.
Yes. So now you talked about how simple it is. It takes a little cutting and a little sewing.
The pillowcase is folded in half, and the top is cut off. When you have it folded in half, then you cut out the armhole, and the armhole, the material from that makes the pocket. So then basically, you turn down the top and make a casing, put a piece of elastic in it, and then the armhole, you cut a piece of bias tape, and it extends from the top, so you can have you cut out the circle, or you cover the circle, and then you have what's left type makes a bow.
Next time you come back, we're going to do this on TV, Cheryl.
Absolutely, because my hands are going.
It's a little difficult to describe, but it's very easy to do. Now, some people are going, oh, I'm not listening to this anymore because I don't know how to sew. I don't know how to use a sewing machine, so I can't participate in this project. Is that right?
That's not true. You don't need to be a seamstress. You don't need to even sew. But you can cut, measure, coordinate fabric and trim, and help with the designs, or just give us support with donations from that pillowcase that's on your linen closet that you don't use. We'll take that as donations, or anything in your sewing box.
Okay. And I know if people who do sew, have sewn, probably have a big supply of thread. In fact, I had so much thread, I made a rope of thread for a Christmas tree decorator. That's how many spools of thread I have. So I'm thinking there are a lot of people who've sewn longer than I have. I believe that. And, you know, there may be thread that, hey, I'm never going to use this. And I know thread does wear out eventually, but a lot of that thread is still pretty good. So thread would be a good thing. And then we mentioned decoration. So what kinds of things have you seen your use for decoration?
Rickrack, any border trim, some kinds of appliques can go on a little pocket, a little teddy bear, a ribbon, anything that would accent a dress.
Okay. Buttons, not necessarily for a buttonhole.
Not buttons.
Not for decoration even.
Not really.
Okay. Okay. That's good to know. But any other kind of thing? We mentioned elastic and, of course, the lace, the rickrack, the bias tape, all those kinds of things. And, again, looking through your sewing supplies, if you're a seamstress, you may come up with it. And you don't need yards and yards of the same thing. They could be smaller amounts.
Absolutely.
I mean, those leftovers.
It only takes 4 inches across that pocket.
All right. So this would be a good time to do a little clutter control at home and clean out and so on. And then the pillowcases, they could be white. I mean, or they
recommend
could be...
probably not to use a pastel or white.
Okay.
Because they're laundered in a crick.
Okay.
And the soil, it is just hard to keep them clean.
Okay.
But a pastel we can accent with a bolder color.
Right.
And kind of use our imagination and do a lot of things with it. But.
And, you know, as you say, sometimes there's those odd pillowcases. Maybe you just have one left, the other one got used more, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so those odd pillowcases or pairs, I mean, whatever you have.
Right. Just slightly used type.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. The fabric still has to be very usable.
Right. Absolutely.
Because little girls kind of give some wear and tear, and then, as you say, they're going to be washed in the crick, get a little wear and tear that way, too. So we've talked about you could donate supplies, donate money.
If you would like for postage, that's otherwise not necessarily.
Okay.
The cash donations would just be used for postage to send the dresses from here to Michigan.
Okay. So that still takes some money, but it's a lot different than trying to send them to Africa or somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we talked about money. We talked about various kinds of supplies. What about, would you take a used sewing machine?
We would.
I'm sure you don't want a dozen of them.
But. Exactly. But we would, because going in to different groups, sewing machines are limited. And something that, you know, that would be portable, that can take in and set up, and more people then would have the option to sew.
Okay. And it'd probably be better if it's kind of a basic sewing
Absolutely.
Machine with not lots of extra, something that's pretty simple to run.
So if you have one sitting there at an attic, and it's, we would use it. Or
right.
even let us borrow it.
Okay, that's a good point, too, because, somebody may want it back, but, hey, you would take good care of it. So, okay, we've talked about various ways to donate, and you have sort of alluded to this, donating your time in various ways. And you've mentioned various organizations, but you don't have to be an organized group. I'm thinking like a coffee group.
A coffee group or a neighborhood or someone that has a friend, two or three friends that get together. We can do this. There's a lady here in Atlantic that said, I don't belong to any group, but I have several friends. Would you come over and do it here in my home? And absolutely.
All right. And I guess an individual could do it, too, if there's
Absolutely.
Somebody that, you know, maybe there's somebody who can't get out easily, but they'd say, I would love to do this at home, and you would help them get started.
I have a pattern, and I'd help them get started, and they can do it on their time.
Yeah.
And even if they're lacking supplies, I have supplies that I can furnish it for them.
All right. So, you know, whatever you have, that's one of the beauties, I think, of this project, is that basically it's pretty simple and pretty simple to organize.
And again, they have done it. Maybe they've heard of it in the past and they've done it. But the need is still there. It's something, you know how long a dress lasts. So if you made it a year or 2 years ago and was in the project, you can go ahead and do it again.
Okay, Cheryl, how do they contact you?
Okay, my phone number is 712-762-3380. And I'm at 311 Chestnut in Anita.
All right. So give you a call. If you didn't get that number, give me a call, and we'll get that out there. We probably could even put it on our Facebook or something to
Absolutely.
Make sure we get that out to you. So Cheryl Wessels is the person who can help you make little girls' dresses. And until next time, here's a thought from that project, planting in the hearts of little girls that they are worthy, one little dress at a time.